Next up, Sarah Woodbury. Welcome, Sarah Woodbury.
Thank you. Yes, good morning, Senator Brenner, Representative Tucker, and members of the ENR committee. My name is Sarah Woodbury, and I am the Director of Advocacy for Defend Our Health, and we are here to testify in support of 1875, which would require leachate from the state-owned landfill to be treated for PFAS before it is sent to a wastewater treatment facility. While it is not the only source, one source of PFAS contamination entering the environment that we can and need to address is from landfill leachate. Multiple studies nationally and internationally have thoroughly documented that there are high levels of PFAS in landfill leachate. The first known test of PFAS in the leachate from Juniper Ridge, reported earlier this month, confirmed that there is no exception here, with levels 20 times higher than the main standard for drinking water. And while a typical wastewater treatment facility is not equipped to remove PFAS that is present in leachate, this means that the PFAS introduced from leachate will end up in both the sludge and the effluent at a wastewater treatment facility, and that will either be sent to farmland or discharged into the river. Both are harmful, and there are options to treat both of these. The leachate can either be filtered on site at the landfill before sending it to a wastewater treatment plant, or it can be sent to a wastewater treatment plant that has been outfitted with the more advanced technology. As mentioned by the department, the Anson-Madison Wastewater Treatment Facility has been awarded both federal and state funds to develop specialized treatment for PFAS, and they have indicated to us that they are interested in helping with this issue. Additionally, and more importantly, the current way of dealing with the disposal of leachate from the state-run landfill, Juniper Ridge, raises serious concerns about the impacts on Maine's tribal communities, since the leachate is currently being processed by the Nane Dragons facility, which releases its effluent into the Penobscot River. The river is of particular cultural and historic importance to the Penobscot Nation, and toxic chemicals like PFAS threaten the tribe's traditional use of the river and their ability to utilize it for sustenance fishing. And I will kind of address the DEP's comments about EPA. And while they argue that rather than address this leachate from the state-owned waste facility, we should wait for the EPA or focus on just adding PFAS to discharge permits, we hope that this committee will agree that waiting on the EPA to address PFAS should be a non-starter in our state, given our unusually severe challenges to address widespread land and drinking water contamination, and quite frankly, the lackadaisical approach to the federal government has taken to this issue. In fact, Maine is far ahead of the EPA when it comes to dealing with PFAS contamination, and the EPA is currently only looking at two kinds of PFAS, PFOA and PFOS. Maine has already had standards on the books for more PFAS than that from our drinking water standard that was passed last session. Waiting for them now makes little sense. And the discharge resulting from the facility, which the state is directly responsible for, should be addressed. And finally, in terms of Representative Ziegler's proposed amendment, in conversations with the DEP regarding this bill, they indicated that as currently presented, it would require them to expend significant effort to develop rules to define appropriate technology or effluent standards. The proposed amendment removes the need for DEP to undertake complicated and resource-consuming rulemaking by having the legislature set the standards. It is also our understanding from conversations with DEP that the design goal of Anson-Madison will be able to achieve the drinking water standards for PFAS discharges. So we urge you to pass LD 1875. And the other thing, I just forgot what I was going to mention. In terms of what other states are doing, Senator Brenner, you had asked what other states are regulating. Yes, other states are regulating. Pennsylvania, Colorado, Michigan have all started to put policies in place that will regulate and set levels for discharge and leachate. So we're happy to share that information during the work session. And it's also attached to my testimony. So
thank you so much.